So Sandra, you said you started out in fashion merchandising and design, and not in design, just fashion merchandising, and that you also have been a seamstress and done like pillows and curtains and things for people's houses. So from you doing that, it ended up going into a business. If you could describe how you came up with the original idea for Tea Quilts, your company, and also as you were growing your company, the problems, the pivotal moments that made things easier, organizations that came in, just kind of the road and what it's grown to.
When I was 12 years old, you had to take sewing as a class. Well, my mother's friend was my teacher at West Lane Junior High School, and I did terrible projects. I mean, they were ugly, everything. And she said to my mom, just keep buying her fabric, just keep buying her fabric. And so then I had heard at one point, figure out what you really love to do and then figure out how to get paid to do it. So a friend, and I'd sewn my son's clothes and I'd sewn clothes for myself and things. But in 1993, this friend of mine had run the Chicago Marathon, and I had sewn for him before, like hem jeans and whatever. So he brought a flyer back from the Chicago Marathon of homeless women that were making these t-shirt quilts out of promotional t-shirts. And he said, couldn't you make me one of these? And so I looked at the picture and I figured it out. It wasn't that hard. And so then I thought, well, I could do this as a, you know, other people might want this too. And he had a lot of friends that were runners and stuff. And so he started talking to his friends. And so anyway, then I priced it out. And then I figured out where to buy the materials, and did a business analysis spreadsheet on how much I wanted to make and pay myself. And that was the main thing, is don't sell yourself short on how much to make per hour, because you're worth it. So I started advertising in running magazines, local running magazines, and I got some business from that. And then I went to actual runs, and like Dick Luger's Run and a lot of different ones around Indianapolis area. Well, that took time, plus I had to pay for the rental space on the table and all that. So, and one time I remember it was a big run, and I paid $250 for the table, and I got one quilt job from it. And I thought, this is ridiculous, because I wasted so much. I wasted a whole morning, and I could have been home and make a quilt. So then when the internet came out, I had a friend that was a web designer, and so he designed a website for me, and that was in 1990. I started in 1994, and in 1998 I got on the internet, and I literally went from 18 quilts a year to 144 quilts a year because of the exposure. So then, and I remember going, when I was going to talk to the server that I was going to use, he said, now, I couldn't believe this. He's talked down to me so much. He said, do you realize what WWW means? And I go, World Wide Web. And he goes, I just want you to realize that this is going to be all over the country. I said, I understand that. But I don't know if he talked down to me because I was a woman, or because I was starting my business, or whatever, but I was really offended by that. So anyway, my business really, really grew. And I mean, I literally got a big map and put it on the wall, And I had a map on my website that still is on my website that we'd color in every time we'd get a state, we'd color in that state. And I had a guy call me one time that lived on Central Park West in New York City, and he said, I noticed you don't have Connecticut on your map for having to shipping a quilt there, and I have a summer home in Connecticut, so I'm going to have you ship the quilt to my summer home so you can legally color in Connecticut. So anyway, I laughed about that. And
so who are some of the more unique people that okay. you made quilts for?
Okay, well, one guy, I've never met him, but if he'd call and say, hey, this is Peter, I'd say, Peter Diamond, who worked for NBC and got 13 Emmys from producing Olympics over the years. And so he lived on Park Avenue, and I made one for his father. And he loved the San Francisco Giants. So he would, even though he lived in New York City, so he'd always send me San Francisco Giants shirts. And actually, one time my husband and I did go to New York, and he was out of town that time, but his assistant got us tickets to the top of the Rock and everything, and then I made him a pillow for a thank you gift. But David Wolf's stepmother gave me his Russian cosmonaut shirts that he had traded with them when he was on the space station, and those were beautiful shirts. Another customer in Michigan, I made probably 12 quilts for her, and one was the Cannes Film Festival in Europe, and they were the most gorgeous hand-painted shirts. I just, you know, hated to cut them up. And then the little lady in Carmel that I said, you know, these shirts are great, and she said, oh, and she's 67 years old, she said, these are only the shirts where I won the race. And I just thought, I mean, everybody's story was different, but she inspired me as much as a famous person because she was 67 years old and she had won every single race of the quilts, of the shirts that I used for her quilt. So, and then the little kid that had spent almost the first year of his life at Riley Hospital, and I made... And he was 4 years old when his mother gave him the quilt, and he literally sat in my grass in my front yard and wrapped the quilt around him, and he said, this is my entire life. And he was only 4 years old, but it meant so much to him, and it meant a lot to his mother that, first of all, he survived his first year of life, and he could physically wrap up in this quilt of all these memories that he had as a four-year-old person. So anyway, everybody's story is different. They're all t-shirts, but they're different t-shirts. And, you know, then when like the mini marathon, 500 race mini marathon, 25-year anniversary of that, I mean, there was so many people that had run every single race from day one, and they wanted a quilt of those first 25 shirts of the mini marathon in chronological order, and to just say, you know, and it's like, now my knee's messed up, I can't run anymore, or my whatever. But they wanted the memories of all those things, and the motto on the website is wrap up in memories, and literally everybody has memories of where they got their t-shirts. Or and the gal that she only had t-shirts from trips that she had gone on as an adult with her mother, and then the mother died, and she said, I want to be able to look at all these shirts. I don't want them stacked in a box in the closet because my mother's dead, and these are the memories of the 25 trips that we took together.
So out of all the clients that you've had, what would you say was one of the most unique memory quilts that you've made?
No, wait, don't start it. I gotta think about that. Okay, it was a friend of mine, and our kids had gone to high school together. Well, she wanted a quilt made for her son, who was at Purdue University. He was 19 years old, and he developed pains in his back. And he had to then drop out of school, and they found out that he was just full of cancer. And so when he died, when I went to the calling at the church, she had that quilt hung on the wall. And as I came around, there was hundreds of people there. And as I came around the corner to go into the room where the casket was and his parents and his sisters, I saw that quilt. I don't know who, if I was with Sharon Ryan, but it was like all of a sudden, and I said, "Oh my God!" And then here's his dead body.
That had to be very hard to see that, but also to realize that what you created helped preserve his memory.
Well, and what really got me was that his parents, his mom, Janet, she valued that quilt so much that she wanted it next to his body at a funeral.
That's pretty amazing. All right, we're going to stop this session.
That was at St. Luke's Church.